From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Before the break, we heard about the dramatic rise in suicides in the country and here in Georgia, where suicide is the 11th leading cause of death. Sharensa Eccles is from Fairburn. Her son, Marquise Tobert, killed himself on October 3rd of 2012. Sharensa, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you also, again.
Can you take us back to that day, October 3rd? Of 2012.
Yes, I can. Actually, I could take you to the second, if that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The day before.
Yes. He was in a military school down in Augusta, Georgia, down at Fort Gordon. And while he was down there, he was only gone away from home for like 9 days. He had written letters. The first letter he wrote, he was basically telling me he wanted us to come down for family fun day, for us to attend, to spend time with him. Then he wrote a second letter. In the second letter, he was just talking about how it was so bad at the school that it made him want to commit suicide.
Had he ever said anything like that before?
No. And then he had also written a third letter. In the third letter, it said that it's so bad down at that school, it made him want to commit suicide. And, you know, they tell us that sometimes when the kids say things like that, it's just a scare tactic.
Yeah.
Just for the parents to come and pick them up. But had I known what I know now, I would have picked him up sooner.
Did he say why he didn't want to be there at Fort Gordon?
No.
So no clues at all?
No.
And did the school reach out to you and say anything?
No, ma'am.
So, Marquise, on the day that he actually committed suicide, you found a tweet that he'd made. Can you read that to us?
Yes. The tweet says, "Sometimes we need to be hurt in order to grow. We must lose in order to gain. Sometimes some lessons are learned best through pain."
So, this is a pretty sharp decline. You said in 9 days he was down there?
Yes, ma'am.
So he left, you know, sort of happy-go-lucky kid, or was he just a typical teenager? I'm wondering.
No, he was a happy-go-lucky kid. He was always just a bright person. He would brighten up the room, give you a smile. You would just get a $1 million smile out of him. He was no different from any other kid. He was just a kid growing up, trying to live life.
Why did he decide to go to that military school in Augusta?
Well, he wanted to come out of school because he wanted to graduate the same year the rest of his friends did. And he was like a year behind in school. But, you know, he wanted to come out the same year his friends were coming out of school, which was 2013. But, you know, sometimes things happen and we never know why. But as a parent, you know, I would say to reach out to your kids.
So in those days, when you found him at home, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you had brought him home from the school, and then that is where he killed himself?
Yes, ma'am. On that day, it's like I had gotten like several phone calls. I had gotten a phone call from my mom, and it was telling that my brother's stepmom had passed. And then I had gotten another phone call from my alarm company telling me that my battery in my home was weak, not knowing that I needed to go home. And then I got a third phone call that day. It was my realtor. He was calling me to let me know that I would be closing on my home in Fairburn on October the 5th.
So this was just before you were closing on a new place?
Yes, ma'am.
And you got home?
Yeah, when I pulled up to the house, it was like a light on. When you pull up to the house, it was like a light on in the kitchen. And I sat out there and I talked to my neighbor, and he was like, "Yeah, Keita, I see you fell weak. You went and picked him up." And I said, "No." I said, "I had to go get him because they say he had shut down on him." And he was like, okay, well, that's a good thing. He's home. And he was like, after the conversation ended, he walked away. And I turned around to proceed in the house, and it's like the light was off in the kitchen. So I thought maybe he left out of the kitchen and went somewhere in the house. And I went in the house, and I called his name. He didn't answer. I called his name upstairs. He didn't answer. So then I went downstairs, and I went to his room. It's like when I got to his room, it's like the clothes that he had taken to the military school. It's like his clothes were separated in anger. And it's like I was still constantly calling his name. I didn't get an answer. And then I went into the weight room that we had downstairs. And that's where I found him. And I ran out of the house and I was screaming. And it's like people were coming from everywhere.
I am so sorry. It's a devastating, devastating story for, you know, anyone to hear, never mind a mother. But I wonder, you know, so many people who are in family of suicides, they feel guilty. You said earlier, I wish I had responded sooner. But how do you balance that? You know, you want kids to be able to learn their lives and their lessons, and people tell you, oh, they're just sending up a warning flag. How would you advise other families to distinguish when there is a real problem?
It's kind of hard to distinguish because it's like when a person is going through suicidal thoughts, it's like they're just a normal person. You can't see it. But as a parent, I just ask you to just grab your kids, hold on to them, let them know you love them. Because it's just a cruel world that we're living in today. And we have to keep loving our kids because we don't want to allow the streets to love our kids the way we love our kids.
Now, you do have two other children.
Yes.
How do you talk to them about what happened to Marquise?
Well, it's like my kids, they look at the situation and it's like, long as mom is okay, we're okay.
And how is mama keeping herself okay?
Well, you know, basically I'm keeping myself okay and astride because what I do is I keep Marquise's name as a legacy and I give back to the high school which he attended, which is Tri-City High School in East Point, Georgia. I give back book scholarships to kids. I give $800 book scholarships to kids. I give $500 book scholarships for kids. And this is my third year doing this. And, you know, I thank God for allowing me to continue in the pattern in which I'm going. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I can't tell you where I would be.
Now, I asked you about the story not for, you know, morose reasons, but I understand that's part of the healing that you talk about what actually happened. Has that helped you?
Yes, ma'am. And everything comes day by day, step by step. And sometimes I look at myself and I say, how do I do it?
How do you?
My kids, my granddaughter, they keep me going. And those kids at these high schools, they help me out a lot. And also, there's a principal. He just means so much to me, Mr. Dan Sims. He helped me through it all.
Well, Sharence, I think you're helping others. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for allowing me to come today and share.
Sharence Eccles, if you or somebody you know needs help, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. This is On Second Thought.